Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KMIA. Checking back in with Indianola Boys Basketball and Head Coach Jeff Ebling. And Coach, I think not the way you really wanted to end 2025 overall, but when you look at it big picture, a very good first half of the season before you really get into the heart of a little Hawkeye Conference play. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I mean, we had our ups and downs, you know, through the first five games. We had a couple tests as well, and a couple games that we, you know, really kind of developed and kind of took over as the game went on and just gradually, you know, extended our leads. But, it was definitely, you know, a good first half, good first five games. And, you know, we're kind of ready and excited to kind of get going here here on Monday against Carlisle and to kick off the 2026 part of our season.
When I took a look at doing a deep dive on the stats, just kind of getting ready to call the first couple games in 2026, nothing really jumped out at me too much, but the field goal percentage was way up from last year, and I think you knew that that was going to take a jump, but that is just so helpful when you can finish at the basket and get those points instead of chasing those points the whole time, right?
Yeah, I mean, we struggled last year, early in the year, converting those. If you look at our overall shooting stats, especially in the paint, truthfully, there's times where I know myself, my staff, and even the players, you know, sometimes we think it should even be a little bit higher around the, you know, rim where we've had a couple that just didn't fall and they probably should have. So, but all of our numbers have gone up. Field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throws, we know that, we need to be a little bit better than 65, 66%, but, you know, that's still not too bad, and hopefully the second half of the season that'll raise up as well. One thing that we've always continued to do is take care of the basketball. We're averaging under 10 turnovers per game as a team. Last year, I think we only averaged about 8 or 8.5 turnovers a game. So as long as we're, you know, maintaining great possessions, you know, really working it, and giving our guys, you know, the best opportunity to score on the offensive end, you know, we're pleased on that side of the court, and our defense obviously has been there every night. So hopefully we can continue to do that and continue to improve.
I think depth was going to be one thing that was still, and it still is, being rounded out, kind of what that full rotation looks like. You've gone mainly 7 deep so far, and in a lot of games it's been the starting five seeing a lot of those minutes, and I know that's just something you've been trying to work on over the course of this season.
Yeah, I mean, as the season goes on, you know, guys, you know, you play a significant amount of minutes, you know we're looking for depth, trying to get some guys some breaks here and there. I thought we did a better job, especially against Lincoln and Norwalk, trying to give our guys some breaks. You know, playing those back-to-backs when you're not extremely deep is, you know, difficult to do. And you know, our guys, you know, the guys that stepped in and, you know, stole a few minutes here and there for us, did a great job. But that's always something we're always going to look at. We're always looking for guys to step up, and, you know, if they're playing well and when they get their chance in there, that's, you know, going to benefit us, especially as the season goes along. You know, if you really think about it, you have a month and a half of the regular season left, and then all of a sudden you're about ready to hit postseason, which is crazy to think about. So, you know, if we can, especially this month of January, we got 2 weeks where we have 3 games, for the second week of January and the last week of January, depth is definitely going to be a priority there, and hopefully it'll all pan out here over the next few days in practices and then as we begin the month of January.
Anytime you bring back your top 2 scorers, the film is out there, the scouting report is out there, and not that Easton McGraw and George Blake, you know, can't also add things and change things up, but how have those two guys dealt with, and really went through it a lot last year as well, but having the scouting report out there, seeing those top defenders really every single night?
Well, they've actually done, you know, fairly well. They've kind of expanded their game a little bit. They're, you know, last year they were primarily outside guys. Both of them have, you know, kind of developed even a inside game post-up kind of game a little bit as well as the offense slows along. So, you know, like being able to expand it, you know, sometimes your best defenders are guards. Well, you know, they're also taller guards, so it's, you can have that advantage, maybe take them inside. And if you better defender is a, you know, post player or a longer player, well, you can pull them out and kind of create some more space. So they've done, you know, a good job so far. I'm sure we're going to see some more and more things thrown at us as the season goes along, but, you know, I'm pleased with where their development is. And George, his assist numbers have gone up tremendously from last year to this year. And that's improvement to him of, seeing the floor. He's, really good in the post, and obviously he can shoot it, from the outside. I think he's shooting around 39% from three right now. So, he does a lot for us. And same with Easton. Easton is shooting about 38% from three. And they are, they can be mismatches. It's just we have to learn what those mismatches are and what our advantages are based off who's guarding us. And I think we've made some strides on that. And obviously we're always looking to improve as we go along.
Last question before we let you go here, Coach, is first couple weeks of 2026, it's the gauntlet thrown right at you. It's the rivalry game against Carlisle, then DCG, Ames, Pella, and Pella Christian in a week. And that's going to be a pretty difficult start, just that Monday, Friday, and then boom, you're right on moving.
Yeah, and, that's one thing. We've only played five games up to this point. That means, obviously, January is always going to be a busy month. And with the Ames, kind of canceled during the weather there. I think it was, December 11th, I think. We got canceled on that one, so we had to reschedule. Trying to reschedule games is more difficult than it sounds. Both schools, first of all, have to have the date. You got to find officials. I mean, it's a process. So that was the date that we kind of, agreed upon. And, looking at it, it's like, okay, well, yeah, that's a busy week. But, as we tell our guys right now, we're just focused on Carlisle. That's the only thing we can't control is how we play on that first Monday, how prepared we are for that. And I think every team, every coach will say the same thing. Focus on the now. Everything else will take care of itself as you go along, but you need to, tackle the obstacle in front of you. And right now that's Carlisle on Monday. And, we've had a pretty good week of practice here. We obviously got one here on Friday, and then we'll come in on Sunday, kind of shine and polish it up. But, when we come out Monday, I know these guys will be ready to go. And, it's fine to practice, but the reason you go out for sports is playing games. So, these guys will be ready to go on Monday, and it should be a great ball game.
Thank you very much, Head Coach Jeff Ebling and Indianola Boys Basketball. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.